Customer segmentation. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines customer segmentation as the practice of dividing a customer base into groups of individuals who are similar in specific ways relevant to marketing. Traditional segmentation focuses on identifying customer groups based on demographics and attributes such as attitude and psychological profiles, while supply chain design is better served by defining operational or operationalized customer segments based on logistics requirements, as will be discussed more shortly. During normal operations, logistics professionals may need to use the segments defined by marketing and sales. Since they use these segments when forecasting, they may also be used in budgeting and finance. Once customer segments are defined, logistics works with the sales team to interpret forecasts. Logistics professionals might, for example, get guidance on how to set the proper levels of inventory based on segment demand per fulfillment zone. Logistics' primary input to marketing-driven segmentation will be defining service levels by customer segment, rather than using a one-size-fits-all approach. For any given segment, consider these aspects: customer requirements, which products or services do they prefer, and what logistics services have higher priorities than others. Customer behavior. What channels do they use to order the products, how often do they order, in what order sizes, and how do they use them once purchased? For intermediate customers, this could be how they resell, such as by pallet, case, or individual unit. Customer size. Larger organizations have different perspectives and strategies compared to medium and small ones. Many ways to segment. One general rule is that broader segments are less useful. Also, rather than defining representative groups of customers, it is better to let actual buying behaviors and other real customer data tell their own story. The following are ways to segment intermediate customers or consumers into groups. Market. Market segmentation is often used for prospective customers. It involves market analysis and surveys of the preferences of existing customers. Psychographic data refers to people's interests, activities, and opinions. Behavioristic data can include purchasing behavior, brand loyalty, and the like. As always, basic questions are the best: who, where, when, why, what, how many? In other words, who is interested in the new product or logistics service, and where are they located? Are they low-income urban apartment dwellers, suburban homeowners, farmers, small software companies, or mid-cap metal manufacturers? The answers to such questions constitute market segmentation. Value. Segmentation by value, or as stated elsewhere, by customer profitability tiers, essentially involves applying the Pareto 80-20 rule to customers. Generally, about 80% of profits are provided by about 20% of customers. These customers should receive excellent logistics service in whatever way they prioritize it: reliable, fast, discounted, and so on. Of course, the network needs to be designed in a way to enable these capabilities at a reasonable cost. The point is to find ways to increase their loyalty and lifetime value rather than just to sell them more things. Unprofitable customers might be made profitable, on the other hand, if they are given just the basic service level and charged extra for premium services. Physical characteristics. Segments of consumers can be defined by demographic characteristics such as gender, age, education, occupation, and wealth. Segments of internal and intermediate customers might be defined by services performed, for example, break bulk, size, market share, and logistics operations differences. Logistics operations differences may include packaging, stowage, temperature control, dangerous goods, and more. Geography. Geographic segmentation can be by sales territory, distance from a particular retail or distribution center, nation, or rural/urban. International customers form a special group. Export orders generally require special packaging and often use a different logistics network than domestic orders, for example, using an LSP who can combine the order with other goods bound for that destination. Sales/demand. Zones of relatively equal sales or demand can be created. Zones will differ in geographic area, perhaps being small in urban areas and large in the countryside, or the opposite if you are selling farming equipment. Mode of transport. Intermediate customers may have a preferred mode of transport, at least for certain product types. They may prefer air for their high-value goods and ocean for the everyday-value products they sell. Consumers might specify this indirectly, such as by paying more for faster delivery. Operational network. Segmentation by operational network, for example, operationalized customer segments, can refer to which nodes and transportation routes will best serve customers in a geographic region, or it could segment intermediate customers by the types of warehouse services that will best serve them, including whether they value proximity. Basic warehouse services include break bulking, spatial convenience and delivery lead time, delivery frequency, and consolidating full assortments or variety. Various intermediate customers will place different priorities on each of these services. For example, a retailer that wants to minimize the total number of shipments will value a DC that has a full assortment, so all items can be shipped together, called economies of scope. This method of segmentation is discussed more next, as it is useful for supply chain and logistics network design. Organization type. Organizational type segments can include government, education, not-for-profit, commercial retail, commercial e-commerce, commercial omnichannel, etc., operationalizing customer segments based on value proposition. When working to design or redesign a supply chain and logistics network, defining segments based on logistics requirements will enable the network to cost-effectively provide the needed value. Start with what the customers need to begin with the end in mind. One way to express what customers need is to craft customer value propositions. This process can turn lists of requirements into a mission statement for how the organization will fulfill customer segment expectations. A customer value proposition is a description of the competitive value the business and the supply chain are providing to each major customer or customer segment. The customer value proposition needs to solve the customer's supply problems so the total package of resources, process, practices, and price is effective, simple, and affordable. Any new practice for the supply chain must pass the value proposition test. The customer value proposition helps decide what not to do because it would not be valued, for example, over-engineered products and supply chains. The process of discovering customer value propositions can lead to the discovery of game-changing customer requirements that may require significant new capabilities, such as the use of mobile device apps to control devices, the need for environmentally friendly packaging, or a need for direct home or same-day delivery. Given customer needs, one can then work backward to determine outbound flow, then internal operations, then inbound flow, and then necessary supplier capabilities. This is opposed to developing strategy from suppliers to internal operations to customers, which makes the customer an afterthought. Each operational or operationalized customer segment needs its own value proposition. In addition to these not being marketing customer segments, for example, demographics-based, it is also important these segments not be overly generalized. A segment such as all retailers could hide retailers with very different needs. Operationalized customer segments must be defined by their supply chain requirements. Here are examples of operationalized customer segments with value propositions. Low-cost strategy customers. A lean supply chain that results in lowest price while delivering reliably, on time, in full, with consistent quality and no surprises. Customer with high demand variability. An agile supply chain that is capable of timely response to volume or product changes by featuring flexible capacity. Project-driven customers, for example, construction industry. Delivery to site neither early nor late, in full, and with full compliance with specifications. Engineered to order and short enough lead time to meet project deadlines. Customer-supplier long-term collaboration segment. Mutual gain by providing consistent quality, pricing, delivery timing, and supply. Dedicated capacity enabled by information sharing. Shared insights, cooperative strategy, tactics, for example, shared cost savings, and operations, for example, collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment. Customers needing innovative or emergency capacity. New types of capacity developed rapidly, innovative solutions to problems proposed and designed. In another example, organizations that buy maintenance, repair, and operating, MRO, supplies value having a branch nearby for immediate pickup. W.W. Grainger is an MRO organization that needed to establish a market presence for it to expand. It has an online distribution network as well, so it created an established market segment, a growth market segment, and a market penetration segment. Since market penetration depends on having nearby DCs and branches, they have chosen to own these branches so they can both ensure a high level of service and gather customer information. the branches receive high or very high service outputs for all of the basic warehouse services listed above. The growth market segment also receives very high service in all areas except breakbulking, while the established market receives basic service levels.